Listen more. Know more. 1010 WOLB and WOLB Baltimore.com.
And now it's time for Tight Knit Movement Radio, the Tight Knit Movement Radio Show, where we inform our listeners about solutions and opportunities connected to our affiliate businesses and events. And now, your host for Tight Knit Movement Radio, Eartha Harris.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. We have an exciting show today. Danielle's in the studio with me.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Troy Rollins.
Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Troy Rollins, are you online?
Yes, yes.
Got Troy Rollins calling all the way in from Cali.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
You. Loud and clear, Mr. Troy Rollins.
Very cool. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, there's so much going on, Troy, that like you said, in 1 hour, we can't tell it all. We cannot tell it all.
Well, no, we try to. We try to. At least for those that's trying to partner with us.
Yes, we give it our best shot.
We give it our best shot. I have John on the line already. Wow, we just got on and we got a caller. Let me check and see who that's about. Hold on a second. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually in rehearsal right now with Darrell Lawrence's Do You Trust Your Best Friend? And I was told I had an interview, and I'm just making myself available. How
wow.
are you?
Okay.
Hey,
well,
Troy,
we're going to keep the show off. Totally and nice and right. For those that don't know, they just tuned in and can tune into the Tight Knit Movement radio show. More than just events, we deal with community activities, business owners, the partners with us, and just letting you know the hot stuff going on around town and around the nation, because it's a nationwide show now. So, and John, what's your last name, John?
Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L.
Oh, this is John Canada Terrell.
Yes, it is.
for those that don't remember who John is, I guess the best way to say it is,
you're trying to rip me, Flash. You're trying to take my shot. What did you say? You ain't going to get it, Flash, because you ain't got it. Okay. That's
right. And I'm glad I took my medication. Thanks for that, right,
John? Yeah, I took my medication. I'm prepared for your outburst, right?
Go ahead, John. That's what I like.
No, but actually, prior to that, that people would stop me and say, yo, can I borrow that record? And they'd say, no, no, my brother, you got to get your own. I'm still on TV. For 40 years, I've been harassed for 40 years.
And I think somewhere in between and after that, you were also in Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was in Mobile Blues, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John Terrell is a well-known.
Wow.
You see him, you'd recognize his face more than you probably recognize his name. Most people remember, of course, his Flash of the Five Heartbeats.
So, John, guess what?
Yeah.
I've worked with you before
on one of
Nobert's plays in Chicago.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Wow.
That's why we got to do Tight Knit, guys, because we tighten up some stuff around here.
There's some stuff we can't even discuss about that particular.
Yeah, we won't, John. We won't.
However,
Danielle's voice get all slow and sexy, something's about to happen.
Norbert's trying to produce a TV show in L.A.
Oh, Lord.
Called Society Hill Drive, and he called me about 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and he don't even have a script.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you run, John? Did you run?
You know, I thought it was like a prank phone call, but I talked to the writers, but I don't think he has a production deal or nothing, but he's offered me 4 episodes. I'm like, well, where's the script, Norbert? You can't roll up in L.A. the way you ran up on the theater world. You have to have a beginning, a middle, and an end in a hard document. Okay.
Well, the important thing is that she does have a vision. I mean, so that's good.
No, it was he.
He does have a vision. Okay.
No, John understands. John, you just run, okay? You know what to do.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with somebody who's Jack Leg, you got Jack Leg, promoters, producers, and everything.
Absolutely.
They Jack Leg, you just kind of got to step away from.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, right now.
But John's work is phenomenal. John, your work has just always been so outstanding.
Well, thank you.
And he's in town now. Are you in Baltimore now already?
I would be in Baltimore as of Friday.
Yeah, the play is called Can You Trust?
Do You Trust Your Best Friend?
Oh, where is it going to be playing?
Murphy Fine Art.
Good question.
Okay.
I don't really know the venue, but we got Christopher Williams, we got Melissa Morgan, we got myself, we got the rest of the cast is awesome.
Nice.
We've been workshopping this around the country for the last year and a half, actually.
Excellent.
Yeah. And
that's a good question, too. Can you trust your best friend?
Right.
not right. This particular one.
Let me say this. I've seen the promotion, Darrell Lawrence, I've seen the promotion for a while about this play. And it's been getting some good reviews. But the cast is, like you said, you have John Turrell, you have Christopher Williams, you have
Lisa Mortimer. Yeah, she had Angela Winbush before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Melissa Morgan, wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful singer, Don't You Know, Fool's Paradise. Awesome. So this is taking place at Morgan at the Murphy Fine Arts Auditorium.
Oh, there you go.
October the 19th.
Thank you. I wanted to know.
We got teamwork here, John. We got teamwork.
Absolutely.
On this. That's what it's called, Titan. We got teamwork with you.
And that is a very nice theater.
But it is.
Very nice.
Yes.
But Tori, I want to do this since John called in so early. I want to let the listeners know that one of the things I always say, how blessed we are. So, John, I want you to know that I really, really, really appreciate this moment that you're giving us. And I really kind of want to know a little bit more about you. I mean, I done heard from Tori. I done heard from Danielle. But give me a little bit more about you.
And me also.
How probing do you want to be?
Well, give us, I'm going to give you, we're on the radio, so I'm going to give you just, I'm going to say about a 3 minute, but it's always interesting how people get to where they are. Sometimes we start at the beginning, but, I'm saying we start at the end. But in order for you to even achieve today making this call, just give us a little short flash of how you even got this far.
I started acting actually right here in Philadelphia as an undergraduate at Temple University.
All right.
And then when I graduated from Temple, I realized that the acting bug had bit me, so I was looking for a place to study, and I went to a play at Federal Theater and inquired about classes, and I had to audition, and it was like a move-in situation because they had an ensemble, and I stayed a whole year, and I lived and I breathed and I ate theater.
Wow.
And I did class office. Right. I took master acting classes. I painted sets, cut sets, cut the wood, everything that has to do with theater. And after that, I realized that, oh, my God, this is kind of where my passion is. But what happened, it gave me a great foundation. When I came to New York after leaving Philadelphia at that point, and my family think I had lost my mind, I started auditioning, and my foundation worked. I booked Tambourine's Glory. I played Big Eye Betty Lomax, and it was a hit show. And from that point on, the whole theatrical community in New York embraced me.
Wow.
And I was fortunate enough to ask the right questions, and people gave me the right answers. So study it. Okay, I'm going to study it. All right, what do I study? I studied the British American Acting Academy. I joined three or four different ensembles, the Happy Players, the Afro-American Studio Ensemble, the Billie Holiday Theater Ensemble. Then I was always at the Frank Silvera's Writers' Workshop. Any new screenplay, any new play that was written, I was always there reading it.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing voiceover work, and then professional readings for new plays. Anything ever written, I'm there.
Wow.
And it just mushroomed. And then I started working for Essence TV as an announcer. I started getting more voiceover work. And then I did a show at the Public Theater called Jonan. And actually, Spike Lee kind of got the idea of School Days from Jonan. It was a hit show. It was the first show that was black that was ever at the New York Shakespearean Festival. It was a hit. We were all in the New York Times, and we got great reviews.
Wow.
Got an award for it. And from that point on, I met Spike in a low-budget film with him called... The Great Deal in 1946, and I met Ernest Dickerson, and then all of a sudden I was in this clique of independent filmmakers and playwrights, and just they just kept me working, and that was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how
Ernest Dickerson was one of the guys that partnered with Spike Lee on some projects too, right?
Pardon? I can't hear you.
Ernest Dickerson partnered with Spike Lee on some projects as well?
Well, they both went to NYU together. They were both in grad school together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so at that point in time, if you were a really good actor, you wanted to be around the grad students. They were about to get their master's degree in filmmaking. So anytime they had they couldn't afford you as an actor, but you wanted to be in the graduate thesis film or their doctoral film. And I was fortunate enough to have just made that commitment. Hey, I'm just available. I'm available. And then all of a sudden, I found myself in that clique of actors that they'll pull on that are reliable and will show up and got some skills, hopefully.
Now, see, that's why I say that's so important, John, just from the information that you gave us, because one of the passions that I have the radio show is to make our listening audience understand how important it is for us to just appreciate each other and to really come out and support this play. I mean, Darrell is the gentleman that I was introduced to. I think he is the one that's bringing the play to Baltimore.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Darrell Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Darrell Lawrence. And what I want to do is make sure that we appreciate this and come out and see you guys and really help you guys make this a success. Because, like you said, it's an opportunity for us to enjoy our history, enjoy yep. all of these great people, not only yourself, but I'm sure that everybody's involved with the show. Some names are unknown. That's mm-hmm. just as great. So it's really important for me and the listening audience to understand that we must come out on what date, Trey?
The 19th.
October the 19th.
October the 19th, guys.
Next this is next Saturday. So this yes. play mm-hmm. is in up. Also, John, I just wanted to mention, for those, before we get into give all the information, and it's an awesome website. Everything is there. You can go online since you're online. Listen to the show now. Those that are listening via radio, you can also go directly to Murphy Fine Arts Center, and they'll have the information on that website as well at Morgan State University. How many years to this date have you been in acting?
About 30-35 years. Wow.
30-35 years. And what would you say to
wow.
like I'm from Baltimore, but I'm in Los Angeles now. I'm doing TV and working in the industry and doing TV and film. I came out here. What would you say to me and any young actor coming up, or somebody pursuing their passion?
Take this as a craft. Take this as serious as you take a computer course in terms of gaining computer skills. Go to school. Find someone that actually teaches this. Get in a workshop. Get involved. Because mm-hmm. the only people that have longevity in this business are those that have trained and honed their interest and constantly work on it. I stay on stage most of the time. Now, I've done 40 feature films. I've co-starred in, I think, about 22, 23 feature films, but I stay on stage. I just did the national tour of the Marvin Gaye Story with some of the finest actors in the country.
Right. You worked with Lin Whitfield on that.
Keith Washington played Marvin. I played Barry mm-hmm. Gordy.
Yes.
Shut down
right.
Motown show in New York.
Wow, that's good. And you know what, Troy? After watching John Canada Terrell for so many years, watching his work, and then having the opportunity to work with him personally, I want to tell the listeners, they really need to go see him in this play, because he is like fine wine.
Ooh,
that's right, John. I'm going to put it out
there. Let me come out there.
I'm going to go to church tomorrow, and they're going to have to like praise my vanity back in place. So now,
you should already know, John. I'm trying to let you know this show we have fine wine hosting this show. Three fine wine. Exactly.
We got a cat.
We got a Chardonnay and two Cabernets.
I'm a Merlot myself. I'm a Merlot.
Wait a minute, John. We put a disclaimer out there for those of you who are married, who has a girlfriend. Then we say we just appreciate them sharing you with us. So we don't want the cat fight to come.
Trouble.
So, but again, if you have a wife or a lady friend, we want to again appreciate her letting you have the opportunity to share yourself among us all.
Well, I don't even know how to respond.
I don't know if that came out right.
I don't know if it came out right, but that's what I mean.
Way over my head right now.
No, I'm saying your craft, John. You know, y'all got to get out of the gutter.
Yeah,
I'm talking
up,
about
Eartha,
your craft.
Because, I know what you're talking about,
Eartha. Thank you. You know, it's a lot of times, you know, there's many ways that you can show love to people.
That's right. And starting Saturday, you know, we're going to come out and we're going to support you guys. So
yes,
that's a form of love that
absolutely.
We definitely want to show you.
Hey, check this out. I signed a contract to do another film this spring, and it's
playing
the father of a very debaucherous, very famous singer. And I don't know why I got typecast, and I happen to look like the lead.
Wow.
When they gave me the role, it's like, oh, John, you'd be perfect. I'm like, why would I be perfect? And I can't get out of the 60s and 70s in terms of films for some reason.
But
I got to play the debaucherous daddy.
I used to think sometimes with certain, don't get me wrong, we got certain actors and actresses in the industry to get typecast, and you're like, hey, they working, but hey, can't they get another role?
Well, I think it's because he's so well seasoned.
Right. They've done it so well.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm lucky. I mean, I was always too young for most of the roles I played. I mean, Harvey's I played 26, but I was 40. So now that I'm getting grown roles, I mean, the world is my oyster now. I want to be the next Morgan Freeman myself. I can't wait to play the president at home.
Easily I see that, because, and like you said something key, just the fact of going out and getting training, I'm in the process of going to classes and getting training and some things now, and it was like amazing. The basic things that you don't, you know, I do comedy, host events, and you want to get into acting and just doing commercials and things like that, but you go and get, go to one class, and it blew my mind. It was like, man, how I know?
But here's the beauty of what you do. If you're doing any hosting, you're in front of an audience anyway, and you never know what's going to happen. So you're sharpening some skills right there. I do that a lot.
And,
you know, I do a lot of speaking engagements, so you never know what's going to happen. I have a one-man show. I was going around the country. Now they want me to turn it into a book. So you never know what you might initiate that turns into something else. It's like, man, you know, guess what? I'm overdue to write a book.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I feel good.
And it came from doing improv and improv classes and theater arts back in high school and doing comedy. And then I tell everyone, school, any kind of training, take classes. Eartha is always going to classes for what they do. Danielle being
Atlanta.
There's always different kind of classes you can go to for what you're in. And it sharpens your skills, but it like reawakens you. So I appreciate you giving us that, that information as well. Also, for those that are listening, the play is called Do You Trust Your Best Friend? The website is www.doyoutrustyourbestfriend.com. It's amazing. The cast, you got John Terrell, you got Christopher Williams, Melissa Morgan, the brother Blake Moore. Who's the brother Blake Moore who was in General Hospital? Is he still in play?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing cast, amazing play, amazing actors, and you know, some people, Melissa Morgan and Christopher Williams got their chops as far as on the play circuit as well, so you're not going to be disappointed in their acting either. I've seen Christopher Williams in several plays as well. So it's October 19th, this coming next Saturday, October 19th at the Morgan State University Murphy Fine Arts Auditorium. Like I said, for more information, go to www.doyoutrustyourbestfriend.com.
And that's a question,
self-explanatory.
Too.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, I want to throw around that question a little bit, Troy.
Wow.
Can we play around with you, John, a little bit? I won't get too personal, but if you want to answer, can you trust your best friend? You can. But have you found a lot of controversy around that? And you know, what's the response have you gotten? Do people really trust their best friend?
The interesting thing about the black diaspora is that we're fascinating people. We're fascinating. That's one of the reasons why She's Got to Have It was so popular. We like to look introspectively at ourselves and look at our own libido and our relationships. And, you know, the world revolves around people. We forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So it will always be fascinating, the dynamics that keep people together, the dynamics that break us apart. How do you forgive? How do you forget? How do you reconcile? And how do you keep loving?
Wow.
You know? In a dysfunctional world. So.
Wow.
And I think part of that also is,
it is therapy. It really is. It really is. Because you can see your own life. Right.
But I think also that to trust your friends, I mean, you have to learn how to put them in certain situations. You know, you can trust everybody, but when you put them in that situation, then that's when the problem comes to me.
Well, they put themselves.
You know? Well, you know, not only that, you know, the devil's always busy now.
Yes, he is.
Well, you know, that's when you have to.
They have their own agendas.
Absolutely. Right. And that's when you have to separate friends from associates, because there is a difference. And you really don't have to remove your friends from certain situations, but you do with associates.
And it's an integrity thing. It's an integrity thing.
Absolutely.
Now my situation, that my best friend is my sisters, my family, and I guess I trust them because a lot of times it comes not only with a friendship but with a undercurrent love for each other.
Yeah.
So it depends on who you're choosing to put in that position as a best friend. Because some of that comes naturally. Your best friend, when it's family members, some of them will do whatever they can. They'll die for you.
I mean, here's the crazy thing.
So it's crazy.
Friendships are rare. And I'm at a point in my life where I've had a lot of fair weather friends. People just wanted to be my friend because of what I do. And I had to get wise about that. So now I'm very, I'm open, but yet at the same time, I'm very, my discernment is at a very high level. I'm discerning people's motives. So I treasured a few friends I have.
Well, good. Well, we treasure you, and I just met you, so I'm going to let you know that, again, you definitely are welcome anytime, anywhere you're in this country. If you have anything that you want to get out to our listeners' audience, you're always welcome to just call in. That's what I love about technology. Call in, check in. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Danielle said you live in Philly. You can drive down and come in studio. So I'm just going to put that out there.
Do you live in Philly now, John?
Yeah. I got a production company out in a little real estate.
All right. So hopefully you stop by. But I appreciate you. We have another guest on the line, Razia, which is a poet. Hey. So you can listen to us on WOLBBaltimore.com. Also, John, up in Philly, if you want to try to catch us.
Okay.
But we'll definitely see you next Saturday. We're going to be in the house next Saturday.
I can't wait. Now, let me go in this room and learn my lines and my blocks.
You know what I mean?
Take care, John.
All right, thank you. Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
Okay.
John Canada, Terrell, Daryl Lawrence's play, Do You Trust Your Best Friend? Saturday, October 19th at the Morgan State University, Murphy Fine Art Auditorium at Morgan State University campus. The website, once again, is www.doyoutrustyourbestfriend.com. Christopher Williams, Melissa Morgan, the Blake Moore from General Hospital, and John Canada Terrell, better known as Flash from the Five Heartbeats, as many of y'all might remember. But before we get to our next guest, we definitely want to hit our sponsor, one of our new sponsors, PB
yes,
Health Home
absolutely,
Care.
Yes, absolutely, Troy. Let me tell you about PB Health. PB Health has provided the best in-home medical and personal care service to the elderly, disabled, infirm, and special care patients since 1994. October is National Physical Therapy Month. PB Health would like to say to their physical therapists, for all you do, we appreciate you. And PB Health always has great employment opportunities for their physical therapists. Also, in November, PB Health will celebrate National Home Health Month. For more information, call PB Health at 410-235-1060. Again, that's 410-235-1060. Or visit their website at p-b-health.com. That's www.p-b-health.com. PB Health, special people, special needs, exceptional care.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And that's P as in peanuts, B as in butter.
That's right.
Exactly.
We have a speller on the team.
Good job, Troy.
Good joy.
Because people that can't always hear with P and V and T and Z.
Right.
So that brings us into our next guest who can spell too. Razia.
Greetings.
Hi, Razia.
Razia, Troy ain't got nothing on you.
You said I don't want nothing on Razia.
I said you don't have nothing on Razia. Razia is
Troy,
the best speller ever.
Turn it around.
Ain't got nothing on me. How you guys doing? Good.
How are you?
I'm good. This allergies messing with me.
Yes, I don't know, with the rain and so forth.
But I know Troy out there in California, that's the best place to live if you have allergies. Correct, Troy?
This, and they say Arizona's off the chain for people with allergies and stuff like that, or places where it's not too humid, it's more
dry. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't complain. After I get off the record show, I'm going to put my stuff on and hit the beach.
Whatever, Troy. Who cares? He have on jackets, long sleeve here, Troy.
Stop showing off.
It's actually warm, guys.
It's warm and the rain stopped and we cleansed the earth. For what, 4 or 5 days?
Yes. Yeah, hey, we haven't had rain in a while, so it was good that it gave us a memory right there. Rain for what, almost 2 days straight?
No, more than that. It rained Monday, it rained Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, we had serious accumulation.
We only get rain here maybe once, twice a year. The problem is, people start lawnmowers, and all of a sudden you got a fire outside.
Okay, wait a minute. Now we're talking about weather when we should be talking about Razia.
Let me introduce myself.
It's all one. Because actually, the rain became heart wrenching because I wanted to write, but I had to work. The rain was encouraging me to write, so I can write a sentence here and write a sentence there. But now I'm like, okay, I need to go sit down and write. But
tell folks about Closet Poet
Experience is on the line, and we have Anthony on the phone. Anthony?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello, Anthony.
Yes. So last time we were on your show, we was actually running a contest, and a contest ended September 12th. and Anthony was the winner from the contest.
Congratulations, Anthony.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And the blessing of the contest, he won $100, and Anthony happened to work for the federal government, and we all know what's going on with the federal government.
He needed that $100?
Yeah, he could use that $100.
Yes, so when he got that $100, he said, thank you for my stimulus check.
So you're doing your gift.
So we are grateful. We're going to tell you about our Closet Poet event that's coming up, but let's let Anthony recite the winning poem. Are you ready, Anthony?
Oh, always. Okay. I don't know if you guys want to hear a little bit of background on it. Quickly, it's one of those things where we've all, well, not maybe all of us, your last guest is talking about pursuing your passion and really working for it and really going after it. And until you get to that point, there are times in your life where you are looking around at where you are and what you're doing, and you're going, you know, this just really isn't what I thought I was going to be or what's in my heart for me to be. And you just kind of have that longing to break free from that and to truly be who you're supposed to be and truly be who God designed you. So that was the inspiration for this poem. It's aptly titled Breaking Free. And, you know, if you guys allow me, I'll read it for you guys real quick, and we can talk with it. All right, breaking free. Oh. Here I sit trapped in a life filled with the cares of this world, the pursuits of the fleeting, money, power, success, and accolades. Things that when attained do not fill, but more so leave you empty. I so long to break free, to live life passionately, to be who God created me to be. I so long to break free. In my life, I've built walls of comfort, walls of safety, walls of complacency, designed to keep out danger and ward off risk, yet they only seem to trap me. I've so long to break free, to live life passionately, to be who God created me to be. I've so long to break free. Above me, there is a ceiling made of glass, they say. I cannot see it, I cannot feel it, but I know it exists. It is the price I pay for the life I lead, trapped by another's estimations, trapped by somebody else's expectations. I so long to break free, to live life passionately, to be who God created me to be. I so long to break free. I know that breaking free means taking considerable risk. It means stepping out after God, stepping into the unknown, but I cannot sit here anymore. With each day that passes, I slowly die. I so long to break free, to live life passionately, to be who God created me to be. I so long to break free. Will I take a chance on passion, strive to live life with purpose, lean on the talents given, chase the desires of my heart? Do I dare to eat a peach, dare to grow, dare to change, dare to dream, dare to live life with vision, dare to slam my fist through the glass, dare to break free? I have to break free. I have to be who God created me to be. I have to take a chance. I have to step out in faith. I choose not to die. I am determined to live free. I will break free. Thank you all.
Wow.
That was
wonderful.
That was wonderful. Absolutely.
And if you
want
to see the poem written, you can go to theclosetpoet.com, and it's actually on the main page. So if anybody missed anything and you want to actually see it, because I really, when you read the poem also, it's just really taking it in, every word that's written. It's a very beautiful poem.
It really is.
Because I so want to be free.
And I definitely want to be who God wants me to be.
Absolutely.
You got all the words that everybody was thinking and want to be a part of. You're right. That's why I love that poem,
that
too.
That was very, very
And when
good.
Is the next Closet Poet event?
The next Closet Poet event is the 19th, next Saturday, from 7 to 10. It's at the Adinkra Cultural Arts Center, and that's 3804 34th Street in Mount Rainier, Maryland. Again, it's from 7 to 10, and the fee is $10. Refreshments are served. And you can also visit us at theclosetpoet.com to get the information about the next event, or follow us on Facebook at The Closet Poet Experience.
Then again, the Closet Poet is an invitation for non-poets and poets, correct?
Exactly. The Closet Poet was something that was created. I wrote poetry, and a lot of people did not know I wrote poetry. My own family didn't know I wrote. And I realized that there were many people like me that wrote but did not share their poems, but will like to be in an intimate atmosphere to share their poetry. They not necessarily want to be on the big stage and so forth, but or some did want to go on a big stage but needed practice. So the Closet Poet was created for poets and the people that think they're not poets.
Correct.
Because I was saying that there's poetry in everyone. So
they're trying to say, excuse me, I am a closet poet.
I am definitely a closet poet.
To be or not to be.
It's very uplifting, very inspirational. The things that come out of the events is amazing. It just take a life of its own. It's not staged. I'm like, sometimes when some people just write right then and there and didn't know they even knew how to write poetry,
mm-hmm.
It is amazing to me what comes out of that event.
Right. It was really nice. Well, last time you had your event, Razia.
Yes, thank you. And I was so happy to see you.
Yeah. We had another visit that was supposed to come, but of course it rained. But
and
maybe
I'm
next time.
Never, ever, ever going to live it down.
Next time you have something, even if it rains, I have a large, I have a real, real huge umbrella that we're going to bring for her.
It's every third Saturday.
Troy, stop laughing. She's so not funny.
Every third Saturday month, with the exception of December.
Okay.
We just want people to have some time to run around and do their shopping and get ready for family events.
Now, give us again the winning poet's name and where we can get his other poems.
Okay. Anthony, you want to tell him?
Oh, sure. My name is Anthony Dean. I go by the pen name of Wise Angel. Currently, my poetry is, I'll be performing live at the Closet Poet Experience, of course. But you can find the rest of my work at the Starlight Cafe. If you do it all one word, www.starlightcafe.com, and just search for Wise Angel, you will see my work posted there. You know, and then you can always just come out and check us out and hear it live and discuss it and all those fun things. So it'd be great to have everybody come out and support and to meet everybody. It's a wonderful thing to share the stuff that's on your heart with the people that can appreciate it.
So, and Anthony, what is your last name again?
Dean, D-E-A-N.
Okay.
Now, Anthony, do you remember me when I got up and did my Closet Poet piece?
I do remember, of course.
Now, See? Did you like my Closet Poet piece?
Oh, Lord.
I'm just getting some critique from a real poet. I want some inspiration. Oh, now that's from
good
a friend.
Answer.
Wait a minute, that was from a friend. I was trying to get some feedback from an expert. That's a friend talking. There's a poet in you.
There is a poet in everyone, because I have a poet too, but I won't share that right now. I'll just wait.
What was that?
He's about to do some erotic poetry. All right,
we had one there. We had an erotic poet.
This is a family show.
He's actually going to do a book signing, so we'll keep you guys posted. He's actually releasing his book and going to do a book signing.
Okay, all right.
You're going to make me, break out my poetry.
Go ahead, Troy.
We're going to make sure you come up here, Troy. You got a poem for us, Troy, in your heart.
How about we just do a poet show, okay?
Yeah, we're going to do a poem.
We can show.
We'll do it next time. We got to keep it moving. You know, we're
okay.
An hour.
Okay, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Again.
How do they get in touch with Razia?
Hmm?
How do they get in touch with you, Razia?
Okay, theclosetpoet.com or 240-392-POET. Facebook, the Closet Poet Experience. Thank you.
And for any of the events that you hear us on the radio talk about, we like to go as a group. So give us a call if you're interested in going to the play, if you're interested in going to the Closet Poets, so we can go as a tight-knit group. Our number is 443-655-7198. 443-655-7198. That's also the number you can call if you would like to come a tight-knit sponsor or supporter. Now, Troy, give us a little update on what's happening down there on your neck of the woods. Troy Rollins, did we lose you? Well, unfortunately, I must have lost Troy, so I'll give you what's happening up here at the East Coast. Every Saturday at the new 5 Mile House, we have live entertainment and comedy. Today is a special treat. For those of you who know Larry Lancaster, again, is one of the most popular comics or comedians nationally, but we have him right here in Baltimore. He will be a featured comedian tonight at the new 5 Mile House. The event starts at 6 p.m. to 9. You can come up and listen to some live entertainment and be entertained by Larry Lancaster. So that's again tonight at 5302 Ricestown Road, the new 5 Mile House. And also, again, I talked about it last week, but I'm kind of excited because I was involved. But this upcoming week will be the 18th commemoration of the Million Man March.
Nice.
Can you believe it's been 18 years?
18 years.
No, can't believe
18
it.
Years. Mm. Now, we're having a commemoration celebration tomorrow from 10:30 to 1 at 401 Howard Street. 401 Howard Street. You can come by and hear speeches from the men of the march, get connected about what we have done since 1995. Also, we're putting together a local organizing committee to organize for the 20th anniversary. Because, you know, those types, it takes you about 2 years to even get that
Absolutely.
Stuff together.
Yes, yes.
So we
yes.
will be again at 401 Howard Street. That's the Cultural Arts Center downtown, right at Howard and Marbury. 10:30 to 1. Come on and join us. Come commemorate the 18th anniversary of the Million Man March.
And now, Arthur, don't forget to tell them that you're going to be working on a documentary.
Yes.
For the 20th anniversary. And for those that have been affected, and she made a good point, not only those who went to the Million Man March, but those who may not have attended, but how your life has changed over the past 20 years.
Yes.
We're interested in those stories, too. So definitely get in touch with Eartha if you want to be involved with the documentary. It's some amazing stories we have. And you figure 20 years, some people took their five-year-old son there, and their son is 25 now.
Correct.
You know, right. So it's amazing, all the stories and everything that have come forth. And you can get in touch with Eartha Harris on that, 443-655-7198.
And you know what, Troy, when I put it in perspective, just like any historical event, say like when John F. Kennedy was shot, you know, some people are like, I was actually born during that time. You mm-hmm. may not have been actually in D.C. when he got shot, but that affected you,
yeah, you
when you heard
impact.
It, right?
Absolutely.
I even go far as back as when Jesus was born. Medivh was born back then. So our history plays a lot of important part, but a lot of times we don't see how it's important at this moment. But when we look back years from now, when somebody talk about the Million Man March and you were actually born in 1995, can you imagine what that story is going to look like to all of your great-great-grandchildren when they're going to say, my dad, you remember great-great-grandmother were actually born during that time when they actually had a million men on the mall. So what we're going to do is we're going to be creating a documentary. It's called The Men of the March, and it's just a I don't know if 100,000 men tell a story, but we're going to have individual stories told by men of their perspective of before, during, and after the march. Mm.
And it's so important that we do continue to tell our children the story so that they can tell their children and that the story lives because it's such a great part of history.
It's a great part of history.
Yes.
So again, that's tomorrow from 10:30 to 1. We'll be at 401 Howard Street. If you know, want more information, you can contact me at 443-655-7198. And then we have our beautiful community outreach project, which is OC250. Ah, man, we took about 43 kids last Friday on the yellow bus, Troy. It was so exciting. It was called Larry's Playhouse. They had bumper cars, glow-in-the-dark golf. They had that batting cage where the ball comes at you and you bat. You talking about some happy kids that was on the bus? Troy, they was on the bus singing. Started from the bottom, now we up. Started, I'm like, woo, you know, that was awesome. And if you don't believe me, you can go on my Facebook page and you can check out some of the video footage.
We did, Troy. We actually saw part of the video.
I showed them part. They was up there. They like, hey, Miss Irma. They said, dang, Miss Irma, you can dance. I said, don't even get me started. But it's wonderful that Tight Knit can be a part of outreach in the community. There's a lot of organizations out there that need our help. So, again, anybody, you don't have to be part of ours, but we meet every Sunday at 10 to 6. We have a fitness program. We have tennis. We have basketballs. We have art and crafts. So anyone's welcome to join us. Also, as a FYI, I just got an email from TF Company in my community, Troy. Guess what? They are mandated to hire in the community. So they sent a memo, guys. They're looking for 25 men who live in the Oliver community. Listen to me. 25 men who live in the Oliver community. This company is mandated to hire within the community. So please give me a call and I'll give you more information on that. You know, we're all looking for jobs.
That really is ridiculous.
You talk about making things happen. I'm sorry. You talk about making things happen in the community. One of the things, and Earth is not going to mention, but so much, but Eartha worked tirelessly in the Baltimore community as a whole. And one of the main things of this project, we've been doing stuff for the youth there, but a lot of these guys and younger guys, when I say younger guys, I mean 18 through 30, that have been coming out to do things and a little older, you know, they're donating their time, but they don't have, some of them don't have jobs or couldn't get a job like that. But you're telling me that at least 25 of them are in a position now to get a job.
Yes.
And all of this came from stirring up stuff in your community.
Yep. Mm. Keon Johnson and Gary Crum, they are spearheading it. And again, they were the ones who really found out that information. And again, we are lacking information, guys. Can you imagine it was a company that came into our community and they were mandated, but they weren't doing the proper outreach. So we're going to try to get the word out. So right now we need 25 men who is in the East Side Oliver community, who you have to be a resident of that community. Mm-hmm. So make those phone calls and let everybody know that it's a construction job. So, you know, they're building a lot of new homes all around the city of Baltimore, but especially on the East Side of Baltimore. So that contact number again is going to be 443-655-7198.
And that's a great opportunity. So please do not just sit around and not and pass this opportunity up, because it's definitely a great opportunity.
And what is that number again?
It's 443-655-7198. And Troy, I know we had lost you, but I had was asking you to give
about
us an update.
Event. I want to hit on some upcoming events, but I want to save that for closer to the end, because I definitely want to get table talk in a good amount of time, so she have a chance to do table talk. So,
and we got to get Elaine in too, because you know we want to do the ISIS about great opportunity.
let's hit up table talk, and then we'll go to Elaine, and we have some time. I'll hit on some of the events we got coming up on the West Coast as well.
Absolutely, right. Troy. Before we go into table talk, I'd just like to tell you about my friends at PB Health again. PB Health provides the best in-home medical care and personal care services to the elderly, disabled, infirm, and special care patients since 1994. October is National Physical Therapy Month. PB Health would like to say to their physical therapists, for all you do, we appreciate you. And PB Health always has great employment opportunities for their physical therapists. Also in November, PB Health will celebrate National Home Health Month. For more information, call PB Health at 410-235-1060. Again, that's 410-235-1060. Or visit their website at www.p-b-health.com. That's www.p-b-health.com. PB Health, special people, special needs, exceptional care. Okay, now, welcome to Table Talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to switch it up a little bit today. We're going to do something different.
Okay.
Yes. I reviewed a Italian restaurant that specializes in their pizza.
Wow. I'm hungry already. Go ahead.
I must tell you that this pizza shop What I love about their pizza shop is that everything is fresh. It's made from scratch, and they use the best quality ingredients.
Okay.
You know, again, I'm originally from New York, so we know good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference between these chains and good pizza.
You can tell.
By far.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pizza John, their pizza, just the cheese. Oh, my goodness, the cheese on this pizza. And the sauce.
Lord.
You know, the sauce is not canned. It's homemade, and you can tell.
Oh, wow. Right.
So and their crust, their pizza, and my other favorite there are the cheesesteaks. Now, you want a real good cheesesteak, and I'm not talking about a greasy cheesesteak, but if you want a good cheesesteak mm-hmm. that the bread, oh my goodness, the rolls, they make their own rolls.
They cook them,
oven-cooked rolls.
That's almost like when you're at home, you pull them rolls right out that oven.
Right.
That's the best time to eat them.
So, I must say, what I like about them, their service is great.
Okay.
They would be considered a fast casual restaurant. You know, you can go up to the counter, get your food, and take a seat, even as there are people who are in there to help you, you know, and assist you. But it's more or less self-service.
Now, where is this at?
This is located in Essex.
Oh, okay.
It's on Back River Neck Road. It's actually 113 Back River Neck Road. And their phone number is 410-687-7733. Can't forget that number. 410-687-7733. And you know, one of the things I like about this review, I always like a good story behind it.
Okay, I love those too.
Yes, love a good story. And so the founder of this restaurant, now mind you, this restaurant has been open for almost 50 years.
Actually
opened up in 1966.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman's name is John Caruzzi. And John Caruzzi came over in 1950 with $100, a backpack, and some luggage. Mm-hmm. And that's how he came from Italy to America. He started to go to New York, but he stopped in Philly and ended up here. And John had several jobs, and finally he started baking for Squires.
Mm-hmm. What? See?
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I started from the bottom, now here.
And here he is. And listen, they just did a renovation back in about 2003, and it lasted for about a year. They invested almost $2 million in this place. Renovations.
Wow.
When I say, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this review, because we're not talking about a little small pizza shop. We're talking about someone who has invested time and energy, and he has two brothers that also came from Italy to join him in his business, you know, later on.
Mm.
And so John has retired, you know, semi-retired, and so Peter, his brother Peter is the one that's running the place now. And I spoke with his son, Brett, actually manages the place. And so I just want to say, anytime that I can find a good restaurant, and it doesn't matter what type of cuisine that they have,
mm-hmm.
you know, even pizza, you know, if I can get good quality, good service, a nice place, nice atmosphere, I'm going to talk about them. And so I want to say kudos to Pizza John's, located at 113 River Neck Road.
I can't wait till we start the tight-knit dining.
This is something that we absolutely have to go out there, because I really want to go out there today and get some pizza. Okay. Anytime that I go to Essex, I actually have to stop. It's like when I go to New York, I have to have some White Castles.
Yeah. And that's why I'm glad you do the table talk, because again, time and money is important to everyone.
Yes,
you're going to spend your time and your money, you need to go to quality places.
Because we do have some great places to eat at, and it's best to go to a place that you know has some good food
mm-hmm.
than to try, you know, take a chance mm-hmm. somewhere you don't know.
but also, it's like I tell you, it's great to go with some people too.
Next time
you start inviting us,
we already have our Wednesday coming up at Phase 10, ladies, so let's not forget about that.
Oh, that's right. Phase 10 Wednesday.
Yes, that's right. We got to put it on the calendar. We have to decide which Wednesday.
Danielle has some other restaurants that she's going to be doing and coming up, and some great experiences, especially when you get into. Because I like the fact that you did an Italian restaurant, and the table talk is going to different restaurants outside of just soul food and around the way and different places that maybe some people don't know about. Some people may know about them, but a lot of people don't know. Sometimes we go to the same places to eat all the time.
Absolutely.
We don't want to venture.
I was with a friend of mine here, and he was like, ah, just go to what I know. And every time we go somewhere where she's never been before, it's off the chain.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm like,
right.
Sometimes there's certain things you can do to pick certain restaurants. Sometimes you're not going to pick right, but sometimes you can just, I tell people all the time, I love my little hole-in-the-wall grills.
Right,
you
absolutely.
See a little, you see a bar and grill with a nice, nice little setup and stuff like that, you might get mm-hmm. some of the best food you ever had before.
That is so
one
true, Troy.
One been there 20 years. She was like, what is he going to do in here?
I got one. It's a little old lady. She be back there physically cooking. She remind me of everybody's mom. She got the apron on and everything, you know. You be like, you look at the pot. She pulls the greens out of this big old pot. You're like, yeah, I remember my mother used to have greens in the pot. She do the old-fashioned cooking tour. She got the corn,
wow.
You know. You be like, wait a minute. Is that mom back there?
Oh, we're going to need to talk about her one day.
Oh, I gotta, yeah, I'll get the address for
please
you. She's
do,
right there off of Park
do.
Heights. Man, and she, and like you said, it's the home-cooked meals. She does
that is the
you
best.
Know, the regular old-fashioned home-cooked meals.
That's
and give
the
them
best.
Out. And it's only $6. Can you, where
wow.
now can you get a meal for $6?
Wow.
So she's good.
Yeah.
But let's go to Elaine real quick because I want to make sure we get Isis in. Elaine?
Hey, Elaine, come on. Tell us about Isis.
Tell us about Isis. Elaine is one of the owners of a great establishment called Isis. It's located at 228 Park Avenue.
Yes, yes, yes. Isis. Isis has been in existence for 7 years. And we're located again, as Eartha stated, 228 Park Avenue, right up from the First Marina and right around the corner from the Oreo Stadium. We are open 7 days a week, and we have drink specials every day, especially for the football Ravens, Sundays and Mondays have specials. Let's see what else is going on.
If you have a birthday celebration, any type
yes.
of parties you want to do, let us know.
Yes, let us know. We are open, like I said, every day for if you want to have parties, birthdays, get togethers, anything you want to have, Isis is willing to accommodate you. We have dollar crabs on Wednesdays, and the drink specials is phenomenal. $3 shots for anything, and then I think $5
wow,
shots
where can you get that from? Mm.
For top shelf. So just come on out and support Isis. We have the Hookah Lounge open as well right next door. We have about 7-8 TVs there. So just come on out and join and bring your friends and just socialize and you know, have a nice time.
And remember, it's owned by Elaine, so it's nothing wrong with supporting us. So
right,
I want to make sure
absolutely.
You get that in. And Troy, you got the last 4 minutes.
Well, if I can, I just ease
well,
in
well,
something
you,
special
everybody.
A little bit, Troy.
Nothing.
Can I just say a little bit about something special first before
oh, yeah, that's
we
right.
turn it over
oh,
to
something special?
Something special. I want y'all to get them all in.
Yes, I just yeah. want to mention something special. Caterers, you know, we provide anything from an intimate affair to a major gathering, whether it's a banquet or wedding. If you want to contact something special, you can reach us at area code 410-493-7858 or visit us at www.somethingspecial.com. That's www.somethingspecial.com. That's somethingspecial.com. And it's also home of Pinch Perfection,
mm.
our blend of 14 mm. different spices.
That's what I'm talking about. Put
yes.
it in.
That's good for
I put
gifts.
That on everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything. And, it's actually good, I'm telling you.
Thank you, Elaine.
We got some entrepreneurs here.
It's yes. really good.
And just another shout out
it.
For myself. I am a tax preparer. We have our office at 23 East North Avenue. For those of you who did not meet the October 15 deadline, please give us a call. And again, the tax season is right on front of us. Give us a call at 443-655-7198.
And
get
also
those
your
taxes
concierge
done.
Service, Elaine.
Concierge
yes.
service, yes, yes, yes. We're a concierge service. Anybody looking for great events and want someone to find those great opportunities for them, you don't want to do the work, call the Tight-Knit family. We will find venues for you.
Well, you
we will
can do the
plan
work. Some people may not be able to or don't know the steps.
Absolutely.
That's true. Tight-Knit
is the perfect place to go.
That's right. Right. So, you know, speaking of that, also, this is October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, thank
so
you.
So please, ladies, go out and, you know, schedule your mammograms. Like I said, I had one, I guess, last Friday, two Fridays ago. So if you're
Eartha, stop, please.
Troy, you don't want to see the visual in here, Troy. You don't
want
to see it.
You would not want to
but,
see it. Well, maybe you would, actually.
Well, you probably would. No, Troy, yeah. But seriously, guys.
A bunch of women rubbing their breasts right now.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't mind that at all.
Ladies, please don't hesitate. Please go and make sure that you do you a mammogram, because that's very, very, very important.
Prevention is definitely the key.
It really, really is,
something that may be going on in your body. So please.
That stuff sneaks up on you.
Yes, it does. And then the guys, go and have your prostate exam as well. I know it may be a little uncomfortable, but in the end, it's worth having it checked out.
Literally, in the end.
Yes.
Worth having it checked out. So come on out and be healthy, wealthy, and wise, which again, we will be talking about that next week, because everybody starts off the new year with a New Year's resolution. TightKnit is going to be putting together our own piece. I talked to my boot camp person named Derek. He's going to come on board, and we're going to be kicking off our TightKnit Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise program.
Good.
All right.
So, Troy, you're down to 2 minutes.
3 minutes.
Sorry, Troy.
Right. 3 minutes. It's all good. I'm all right.
It's all good.
Troy.
Let's keep it moving. Thanks to everyone who's called in and listened today. Another shout out to Darrell Lawrence and his play coming up next Saturday. Do you trust your best friend.com? Go on there and get the information. Christopher Williams, Melissa Morgan, John, Canada Terrell, and, many, many more. Amazing play. Check it out. Morgan State University, Murphy Fine Arts Auditorium. Also, we want to thank Razia and the Closet Poets for calling in. I just want to hit on, this is Troy Rawlings. You can hit me up at Troy Rawlings on Twitter. You can follow me on Facebook, Troy Rawlings fan page on Facebook. You can find out everything about what's going on, what I'm doing. A couple things going on, but I want to also mention that my book, Butt Naked Honest, Conversational Foreplay for Dating, is available online, Amazon, everywhere you can get it, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. But if you go to your neighborhood Barnes & Noble and ask for the book, they have it. So that's a big deal right now. So if you go to Barnes & Noble and ask for the book, they can get it. They got it. It's in the system. So make sure you go to Barnes & Noble and ask for Butt Naked Honest, Conversational Foreplay for Dating. It's a fun book, great read, and thank you so much for everybody who's been supporting. And upcoming events. Tonight, we also have the Bradley versus Marquez fight. Two cats that beat Pacquiao are going to be fighting tonight. Mm. So you can check it out in your neighborhood or go to your local establishment. Also, I wanted to point this out to some people, because some people may have never been to a fight in Vegas or in a big fight. They may like watching fights or trying to go to fight parties, trying to find a party. But a lot of movie theaters are starting to show fights now.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So so check out your local listings for your movie theaters. We went and saw, I went and saw the, what was the last big fight? Mayweather and,
Spanish guy.
And I forgot the Latino dude he was behind. Anyway.
So you said no one, huh?
When I say when you're in a movie theater with 200 plus people, it's like you're at the fight. People getting up,
it was off the chain.
So great experience to check out. Here in California, I have a bunch of events coming up, comedy events this month of October, including 1 year anniversary of Raw Uncut Clean in San Diego. Awesome event coming up. Like I said, hit me on Twitter at Troy Rawlings on Twitter, or www.facebook.com/Troy Rawlings fan page. Add me and ask for more information. Here in Los Angeles, there's a place called Zen Lounge that Dwayne Martin and Tisha Campbell Martin, I think they're owners of it. I don't know if Will Smith's involved too, but a place called Zen Lounge is having a black and pink affair tonight. We were talking about the whole breast cancer awareness thing. And some people saw me on had the opportunity to be in the audience on the Queen Latifah show this week, and Tuesday, and it aired yesterday.
Oh.
And it was a fun, great experience. But also, she had the woman who started Save the Tatas. And you may have seen the T-shirt, Save the Tatas. And this young lady, just to encourage some business owners and also get involved with, like you say, get your mammogram, get tested, do a walk, something to help to fight towards breast cancer. But Zen Lounge has a black and pink affair tonight. Zen Lounge is in Studio City. You can go on Facebook and check out the events and put in Zen Saturdays, and you'll see the information. Right here in California, Los Angeles, Studio City, they have a black and pink affair tonight with DJ EQ. Should be an awesome event if you're in Los Angeles and looking for something to do with a great cause. But also Save the Tatas. And there's a lot of organizations. Of course, people know about Susan Coleman and all these other organizations. But this lady, her aunt, I think her aunt was diagnosed with breast cancer, might have died from, might have been in remission. Mm. But they said they wanted to do something. And she said, you know, her sense of humor, she had a fashion background. And her sense of humor, and she mentioned to her husband, said, oh, okay, and got like $500, got some T-shirts. They've raised over $1 million already. So, wow, you know, good. Anybody can have an idea and move forward on something. Just move forward on your ideas. And yeah, thank you so much.
I hate to interrupt you, but I have a Patrick on the line. Let me see what he wants real quick. Hey, Patrick, you got a few seconds. Sorry about that.
I just want to thank you all for this show and let everybody know that today in Severna Park, we're having a march at the Ashbury Town Neck United Methodist Church for the day of hats off for breast cancer awareness.
We would like to let everybody know in the listening
audience that they can come, and if they can't come, we need to fund, because this lady, her name is Dale Cager. She's
raising money. Give us a phone number where they can get in touch with you.
Quickly, hello?
Give us a phone number where they can get in touch with you.
410-258-7373. That's my number. They can call me right now, and if they want to come out or if they want to make a donation, it's www.hatsoff2dale.org.
Thank you, Patrick. And you can keep calling in next week when we have a little bit more time and give us some update. But thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
And
listen, I have to give a shout out to my grandson, Braylon. I have to do that before we go off the air.
Brandon, good.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey. Okay, guys, you have tuned in to the Tight Knit Movement Radio Show. Join us again next Saturday, 1 to 2, here on the Tight Knit Movement.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for tuning in to Tight Knit Movement Radio. For more information on Tight Knit Baltimore, our affiliates, and events, email us at tightknitconnect@yahoo.com. That's tightknitconnect@yahoo.com. You can also reach us at 443-655-7198. That's 443-655-7198. Tight Knit Baltimore, more than just events, solutions.
On the radio and now online, 1010 WOLB and WOLBBaltimore.com.